Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome to our virtual 510 Space Medrash Farwakwe Learning Series, this Sunday morning, Shavua Tov. I'm going to continue today with our exploration of lessons learned from the life of Rabbi Akiva. I also, however, want to learn lessons from the great Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, whose Yahrzeit is upcoming on Lag BaOmer. I would like to dedicate this year the Lui Nishmas, my grandfather, whose Yahrzeit is tonight / tomorrow, 32nd day of Omer, 17 Iyar, Lilui Nishmas Simcha Aryeh Ben Yosef Tzvi, Zichrona Livracha, Alav Hashem, Biz Nesham Hashem and Aliyah, my paternal grandfather, in the merit of this Torah learning that we will share today. So I want to continue this theme. However, just a word about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, because we'll be learning both from Rabbi Akiva and from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was the great mystic, if you will, who taught Kabbalah and who wrote the Zohar. The bonfires that we light on Lag BaOmer, his Yahrzeit, represent the light of Torah that he brought to this world, that he passed on to his students, to his generations, that are passed on through each and every dar. This past summer, when I was zocha to be in Eretz Yisrael, I went with my family to the tzion of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and we all know the promise, Kilo Tishkach Mipizaro, over the Ohel. Torah will never be forgotten from his children, from the Ribbono Shel Olam's children. This was the promise of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He composed the Zohar those 12 years that he was in the cave, and we will be speaking both about him and Rabbi Akiva and relating this to our shir. So I want to begin in a Gemara that we actually focused on a couple of weeks ago, but we will offer a Chiddush, not my own Chiddush. So let's go. We spoke about the Gemara at the end of Maseches Makos, and the Gemara tells us right at the end of Makos in Chof Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara speaks about Rabbi Akiva and his colleagues. We again covered this. We're going to be taking a different approach, and they come to Haratzofim and they tear Kriya. They see foxes walking in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and they start to cry, and Rabbi Akiva of course is laughing, and his colleagues say to him, why are you laughing? Why are you crying? So they say the place where it says Hazar HaKarev, you must, nobody's allowed to go in, no stranger can go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and now Shu'alim Hilchubu and foxes are walking here, Lo Nivke, shall we not cry? So Rabbi Akiva said, that's exactly why I'm laughing. If I see the prophecy of Churban come true, the prophecy of destruction come true, Tzion Sada Secharesh, Zion has been plowed like a field, then I am certain that the prophecy of Geula will come true. And what is the prophecy of Geula that Rabbi Akiva promises them? It is from Zechariah Hanavi. Ko Amar Hashem Tzavakos. Rabbi Akiva says to his colleagues, don't worry, so says the God of hosts, Od Yeshu Zekein Muzkenos. One day, old men, an old woman will sit Berchovos Yerushalayim, in the streets of Yerushalayim, V'ish Mishanto Biyadam Beirov Yamim, and an old man will sit with his staff in his hand from the passing of years. And continues the Navi there, U'Berchovos Hayir Yamalu Yiladim V'Yilados Misachakim Berchovosah. Rabbi Akiva says, don't worry, you know how I know the Geula is going to come, because one day Zechariah promises us there will be old men in the street with the staff in their hand, there will be old women on benches, there will be little children, boys and girls playing in the streets. And what do the colleagues say to him? V'lashon hazeh, Akiva nechamtanu, Akiva nechamtanu, Akiva, you have given us comfort. Akiva, you have given us comfort. So this past Tisha B'Av, I heard, I didn't have enough time. There's never enough time, it seems. As man katsar v'hamalacham mirubach. But I watched for a short amount of time, too short, Rabbi Dr. J.J. Schechter's Tisha B'Av long day shir on the kinos and Tisha B'Av. And he said one insight on this Gemara that I want to share with you. Rabbi Dr. J.J. Schechter said, what do you think when you think of Geula? What do you think when you think of Mashiach? What do I think? He said, Omdim tzufufim mishtachavim rechavim. It's from Pirkei Avos. The Beis HaMikdash was such a nace. When the people stood up, it was so squashed. But when they bowed down, there was room for everybody. You think of the smoke going up from the Mizbech that was never extinguished. You think of Mashiach. You think of the Beis HaMikdash Shel Eish descending by Yishlishi from Shemayim. You think of miracles. What's Geula? Said Rabbi Dr. J.J. Schechter. Life's simple pleasures. When old men and old women can sit on the street in peace with their staff in their hand, meirov yamim, they have aged with arichos yamim and shanim. And little boys and little girls will run through the streets of Yerushalayim, not in fear, not with anxiety, not running away from an enemy who wants to destroy us. But when they can be children, that's geula. Normal. Simple. Every day. That's redemption. And that's what Rabbi Akiva said to his colleagues. I know the geula is going to come. Nechamtanu, nechamtanu. You know what the geula is, he says? The geula is when life is calm, peaceful, normal. Yiladim v'yiladot mesachakim b'rchov asah, v'ish mishanto b'yadom b'rov yamim. And what did they say to him? Akiva nechamtanu, akiva nechamtanu. And the reason I chose to focus on this as the springboard for our shiur, because I think we live in a day and age these past 9.5 weeks, when what we long for is that sense of normalcy. When children can play in the park together again, when the yeshivas will open, when old men and old women can attend the shiur in person and not be afraid, when we can go to the supermarket without gloves and a mask and disinfectant and taking the temperature before you go in and being worried about coronavirus, when life goes back to normal, that's geula. B'lashon hazeh, with this language, akiva nechamtanu, akiva nechamtanu. With that thought in mind, that is the premise of today's shiur, I want to go with you to a Gemara, Masechah Shabbos. Masechah Shabbos, Lamed Gimel, Amud Beis, about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So the Gemara tells us here that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son needed to hide because it was a time of Roman persecution. They hid in a study hall, again in Shabbos 33b, and every day Rabbi Shimon's wife would bring them bread and a small pitcher of water. However, the decree intensified by the Romans. There was a decree against learning Torah. And Rabbi Shimon said to his son, Nashim da'atan kala aleihim. Women are easily swayed. Their minds are light upon them. Maybe the Romans will capture mother. They will torture her, and she will reveal our hiding place. So what did they do? They went and they hid b'ma'arasa. They went and they hid in the famous cave, and there was a miracle. A carob tree and a spring of water were created for Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son. Every day, the Gemara describes their routine. They would shed their clothing. They would sit covered in sand up to their necks. Why? Because they didn't want to soil their clothing for tefillah. And when the time came for prayer, they would dress, they would cover themselves, and after they would shed their clothing, they would go back and sit in the sand so their clothing would not wear out. They dwelt in the cave for 12 years. And it was during this time that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, whose yurtzeit is Tuesday night, Wednesday, Lag BaOmer, 18 Iyar, Chai Iyar, this is yurtzeit. It was during this time that he composed the Zohar. One day, Eliyahu HaNavi came, and he stood at the mouth of the cave. And Eliyahu HaNavi said, who will inform the son of Yochai? Who will tell Bar Yochai to meet Caesar? The Caesar has died. The decree has been annulled. Uvatil gezeretei. His decree against Torah learning has been annulled. Somebody needs to tell. Bishimon Bar Yochai, said Eliyahu HaNavi, the decree has been annulled. Holy moly. Sam, I just got disconnected from Shir. 1 second. Okay, I don't know what happened, but I'm back. Okay, did you leave or you stayed? People stayed. Whew! Okay, we rely on technology. We rely on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ein lanu ami lehisha'en ela al avinu shebashamayim. Let's keep going. Baruch Hashem, I was able to reconnect quickly. Okay, so Eliyahu Navi said, who will inform Bar Yochai that the Caesar has died and the decree has been annulled? So what happened? When they emerged from the cave, Chazu Inshay, they saw people, Deka Karve Vizaare. They saw people plowing and sowing, and they became angry. They were disturbed. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, Manichin Chaye Olam Veoskim Bechaye Shah. They are leaving the pursuit of Chaye Olam, life in the next world. They're leaving the pursuit of Torah. They're leaving the pursuit of learning. They're leaving the pursuit of Dveikas B'Hashem, clinging to God. Bechaye Shah. For plowing, for sowing, for farming, for matters of this world? Kol makom shenosnim einehem miyad nisraf. Excuse me. Every place their eyes looked was burned up. They couldn't handle that people were involved in gashmius, in chaye sha'a, what they called it, and not in chaye olam. How could you not be in a cave, everybody in the world, learning Torah, covered in sand up to your neck? What are you doing? I just came out of 12 years of learning and composing Zohar. The secrets, the mysticism of Torah. You're plowing and farming? And they burned up everyone. The heavenly voice emanated and said to them, "Lahachriv ola miyatzatem?" God said, "You came out of the cave to destroy my world. Chizru, return, lamar aschem, go back to that cave. You're not ready for my world." Hadur Azo, they went, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son returned to the cave. And what happened? Yisivu teresar yarche shata. For 12 more months, they stayed in the cave. Mishpat Rishayim beGehenim. They finally said after 12 months, the sentence of Rishayim in Gehenim is 12 months. It can't be. We have to be in the cave longer than the Rishayim in Gehenim. So Yatzis Abaskal V'Amra, Abaskal came out and said, Tzu'u mimarasechem, you can now come out of the cave. So what happens? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai first and his son hide in the Beis Medrash. Every day the wife brings them food and drink. They say, you know, the decree intensified. Our wife, my mother, might give us away. We're going to go hide in a cave. She even won't know where we are. There was a miracle, a spring of water, a carob tree, which usually takes 70 years to sprout. Story with Choni HaMagal, different place in the Gemara. Sprouted overnight. They would stay every day in sand up to their necks. Only get dressed for the Zman Tefillah 12 years till Eliyahu Navi came. I'm recapping and said, the decree of Kesar has been abolished. The Kesar, the Caesar, has died. Come out of the cave. But they come out of the cave. And they see people involved in chayei sha'a, temporal, finite, worldly matters. How could you plow? How could you farm? You know what I just learned in the Zohar? You know the Torah, the mysticism I'm bringing to this world? You know the secrets of God? You're plowing? Who cares about the wheat? You're farming? Who cares about the olive trees? Everywhere they looked, it was burned up. God says, "Lahachriv olami yotzasem." You came out of the cave to destroy my world. Return. They went back for 12 months. They figured that their mishpat, their din, cannot be worse than Rishayim and Gehenim for 12 months. Abaskal said, come out. And what happens when they come out of the cave? Everywhere his son, Rabbi Elazar, would look, things were destroyed. But everywhere, but Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai learned, he would heal. So when they came out, his son, Rav Elazar, still on a very high madriga, and everywhere he looks, he burns things up. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai would heal whatever his son burned up. And he said to his son, Bini, dai la'olam anivata, my son, you and I, our degree of holiness, our Zohar learning, our mysticism is enough for the world. These people need to plant. These people need to farm. So night began to fall, and it was late Friday afternoon. And Rabbi Shimon and his son saw a hahu saba. Saba is the word for grandfather. They saw a certain old man, and he was running with two bundles of myrtles. And twilight is descending, and they said to him, where are you going? And this old man, this Saba, said to them, the Kavod Shabbos, I'm running with these two branches, the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. So Rabbi Shimon and his son said, could you not have sufficed with just one bundle? Why do you need two flowers? Why can't you have one? So the man said, Chad keneged zachar v'chad keneged shamar. You know why I need two, this old Saba said, that's the Lashon of the Gemara. One twig, one bundle of myrtle for zachar, as Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh, and one for shamar, as Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy? Parashas Yisrael, Aseres HaDibros, we're coming up to Shavuos. Shamar, Parashas Veschanan, you should guard the Sabbath day to keep it holy. When Rabbi Shimon heard this, he said to his son, Chazei kama chavivin mitzvos al Yisrael. Look how cherished mitzvos are to Bnei Yisrael. And finally, they were appeased. Their minds, they had nechama. What did they have nechama from? Seeing a man, their minds were appeased. A person who was running with twigs, one for Zachar and one for Shamar. And I think that this Gemara can relate very beautifully to the pshat of Rabbi Dr. J.J. Schechter. What was the kiva nechamtanu? Od Yeshu is kenos brechovas Yerushalayim. How about Amalek will be destroyed? There will be open miracles. The temple will descend in fire from heaven. The pyre on the Beis HaMikdash, on the Mizbeach, will never go out. It might be squashed, but the Beis HaMikdash will have room for everybody. So when we bend down, we'll all fit. The Lechem Apanim will never become stale. The menorah will always burn, tamid. You know what's geula, said Rabbi Akiva? Old men and old women. Children in the streets. That's geula. Enjoying life's simple pleasures. And I think it relates very beautifully to this Gemara that we just quoted from Masechta Shabbos, Lamed Gimel Beis. When they came out of the cave, they could not understand Olam Hazeh. They were too involved in the secrets and the mysticism of Torah. But Hashem said, L'hachiv olami yatzasem. You know what this world is about? Plowing, sowing, reaping. You know what this world is about? One twig for Shamar and one twig for Zachar. And yes, of course, we just read it in Pirkei Avos yesterday, Perek Dalet, this world is only the hallway. Haskein atzmecha b'prizdar. We have to prepare ourselves in the antechamber so that we can enter the ballroom. But while we're in the antechamber, we have avoda to do. And part of that avoda is the desire for normalcy, for regular life, for being able to witness old men and old women in the streets, children playing in the streets, someone going to the flower shop and buying two twigs, one for Zachar and one for Shamar. And Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and his son came out. They were on too intensive a level. They were already Chaye Olam Haba while they were in Chaye Olam Hazan. The Ribono Shel Olam said, you have it all wrong. That's not life in this world. I'm applying the Pshat of Rabbi Dr. J.J. Schachter to this piece of Gemara, in honor of the Yurtzeit of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, as we celebrate Lag BaOmer. Hani Machlis, Halal Sham. Funny, I just quoted her in my shiur this morning. This is also this morning, my previous shiur this morning. So she quotes, this is a direct Torah teaching of Hani Machlis, in her biography, it's in the gray box, which means it's her Torah teachings. So she quotes a vort from Rabbi Zev Lef. Rabbi Zev Lef, I'm sure you all know Rabbi Zev Lef, the fame, the author, Talmud Chacham, the Rav, Eretz Yisrael, beautiful, beautiful Torah teachings. She quotes a very powerful var from Rabbi Zev Lef. So I'm quoting, okay? It says in the Gemara, when Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai came out of the cave after 12 years of learning, wherever he looked, he saw people busy with mundane activities of this world, what he called chaye sha'a, temporal. It's work that you'll benefit for an hour. But they weren't involved in chaye olam, the world of eternity. Everywhere he looked, his holy fire burned up whatever he looked at. And he said to his son, these people are forsaking eternal life and occupying themselves with transient existence. And a heavenly voice came out. Have you exited the cave? Lahachriv olami, to destroy my world. Go back. So now Henny, and we saw the Gemara inside, we reviewed it together inside. Rabbi Zev left, she says, asked an amazing question. And she says, this is one of my favorite Torah thoughts from Rabbi Lef. He said, if Rabbi Shimon was too exalted and he couldn't relate to the mundane world, why did he need to go back to the cave to study for another year? Maybe God should have said, hey, Bar Yochai, you're too intense. Go to Florida. Put up your feet on a beach chair. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, go back to the cave? Understand the kasha of Rabbi Zev Lef? It's a very geshmak kasha of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai learned too much Torah. He was too involved in the secrets and the mysticism to relate to people. So what's the solution? Go back and learn more Torah? The solution should be go take a vacation. You'll learn enough. Now learn about plowing and sowing and children and old men and women and two sticks. The solution is go back to the cave, as Rabbi Zev Lef. He's going to come out more down to earth. He's going to come out more normal. Excuse me, I'm talking about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Zev Lef answers, and I'm quoting, if people criticize other people, if you burn people up proverbially with your eyes, it's not because they learned too much Torah. It's because they didn't learn enough Torah. They didn't learn enough Torah to understand everyone has their own way of how to serve Hashem. Everyone has their own level. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son came out and they did not understand. And not everyone was on their level, says Rabbi Zev Lef. They didn't understand that everyone can spend 12 years, every moment of every day, la'asok b'divrei Torah. They didn't understand that people need to plant and farm. And this too is connecting to God. They didn't understand that grabbing two sticks, two myrtle branches, for Zachar and Shamar, is that person's avodas Hashem. So Rabbi Zev Lef says, if a person burns up, even today we can apply this to ourselves, if we criticize others for their level of avodas Hashem, if we are condescending of other people for their connection to God, if we think they're so mundane and I'm so lofty, it's not that we learn too much Torah. It's that we didn't learn enough Torah. Go back to the cave, says God. It's that we forgot the principle we spoke about last week. Va'ahavta l're'acha kamocha, Amar Rabbi Akiva. Zakal gadol b'Torah. So if we don't appreciate that every Jew is created in the image of God, every human being, but Salam Elohim, Asas Adam. If you don't appreciate that every Jew has their neshama's connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and it might express itself differently than mine. And if I'm critical of that level, and if I burn them up, it means I didn't learn enough. It means you don't understand the principle of Torah. It means you're not sensitive enough. It means you don't understand that people in this world need to live normal lives. And that's the godless of Rabbi Akiva. That's the godless. Of course we need the mystics. Of course the light of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in transmitting the secrets of Torah has sustained us in every generation. What does it say by his tziyun? Ki lo tishkach mepi zaro. He promised that Torah will never be forgotten. It's a pasuk from the Torah. It's not Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's promise. Sefer Devarim. Will never be forgotten. Of course we need the people on that level. But our leaders, says Rabbi Akiva, understand that the Hamon Am relates to God in a normal way. And that's what we daven for today. And that's what we ask for today. When old men and old women can sit in the streets with our staff in their hand. And when children, when the yeshivas will open. And when the playground and the yeshiva will be full at recess time. And my children can go back to playing baseball. In between Rabbi time and Limud Echol. And Be'ezras Hashem, when Yerushalayim is full of the streets with young men and children and boys and girls, without fear, without terror, without enemies, that's Geula. When I can go to the flower store for Shabbos and buy two twigs, one for Zachar and one for Shamar, I am Osek in Avodas Hashem. That's why you came out of my cave, said God. Go back, says Rabbi Zevlev. You don't understand. People have their own way of relating to Hashem. Every person on his own level. And I think it's so powerful. Not only as we continue our exploration. Just looking up my notes to turn to my next source. Not only as we continue our exploration of lessons learned from Rabbi Akiva. But I think it's such a tremendous pshat of Rabbi Dr. J.J. Schechter. That's Geula, yes. The simple pleasures in life, that's Geula. I just started reading the book, Like Dreamers, about the liberation during the Six-Day War of Yerushalayim, the West Bank, the Sinai, the Golan. And they said to Mata Gur, right after our Bais was captured, the wars are over. You can retire. Imagine, they thought in 67, the wars are over and that they could retire. That's normal. And a man and a woman with their children can sit on the streets. And on our level, we're waiting for the ultimate geula, the ultimate bias gold tzedek, the ultimate tranquility and peace for our people and our land. And we're waiting in our own personal lives to send our children to schools, to share Yom Tov meals with our friends, for the old women and the men to be allowed out of their homes again in safety. Akiva necham tanu. Akiva necham tanu. That's what we're davening for. It'll be nice. Omdim tzufufim, umishtachavim revachim. It'll be nice that the fire will never go out. It'll be beautiful that a woman will never miscarry in Yerushalayim. It'll be nice that the scent of the ketores will light up the whole Yerushalayim. The bride won't even need perfume, say Chazal. But you know what else will be nice? Sending the children to Gan and buying flowers for Shabbos. L'hachiv olami yatzasem. You came out to destroy my world. Aren't we davening that we could have guests at our Shabbos table again? Aren't we davening that those people who have been alone for the past 9 weeks can return as guests to our home? Aren't we davening that my children can see their grandparents, can give them a hug, can give them a kiss? Aren't you davening to see your children and your great-grandchildren normally? Not over Zoom, not over FaceTime, for real life. That, says Rabbi Dr. J.J. Schechter, is Geula. And I think applied to the Gemara and Shabbos, that's what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai didn't understand. And that's why he had to go back to the cave. Because if you don't understand, says Rabbi Zevlev, that people are on different levels, you didn't learn too much Torah. You didn't learn enough Torah. I want to end with a story. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Zatzal, the Rashke Bahag, the Rosh Kol B'nei Agola, the Gaon, the Gadol Hadar, who was a Gaon Olam, not only in Torah and Halacha, but in sensitivity, in understanding, and Bein Adam Mechaveiro, in recognizing that he was unique in his generation, and that the Hamon Am was not on the level of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. A young widow struggling to raise her three children on her own knocked on the door of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach one afternoon. It was, after all, an address where a lonely widow could come to unburden herself, and she could expect to receive some desperately needed encouragement in return. After telling Rabbi Shlomo Zalman about her loneliness, of the difficulties she faced every day since the untimely death of her young husband, she expressed her desire to do something as a merit for her deceased husband's neshama. She missed her husband. She felt doing something would make her feel she was still connected to him. She explained she had a small sum of money she managed to put together, this almana, and she would like to use it as an aliyah for her husband's neshama. What is the best way, she asked, the Gadol Hadar, the Gaon, to create a great merit for her husband's neshama? She said her friend suggested she should donate Sfarim or Sidurim to the shul in his name. Other friends suggested she should donate the money to a Gemach Fund, a free loan society. She did not know what to do, and she felt it so important that she came to consult with the Gadol Hadar. Perhaps it would be an even greater merit for my husband's soul, she said, if I accept some stringency in halacha upon myself. She concluded that she said whatever Rav Shlomo Zalman said, that's what she was going to do. Rav Shlomo Zalman was quiet. He closed his eyes in pensive thought. And then he looked at the young almana and he said, you want to do something meaningful for your husband's neshama? I have the perfect suggestion. If you follow the suggestion carefully, I am confident it will be a great source of merit for your husband. Take your children to the toy store and use the money that you so carefully set aside for your husband's neshama aliyah. Buy your children some toys. Then go home with those toys and go home with your children and play with your children. Also, said Rav Shlomo Zalman, take your children to the park. Play with them there. Spend time with them. Make them happy. Give them things that will bring a smile to their face. Create a strong and loving relationship. This will make your children happy, and it will ultimately serve as the greatest aliyah neshama for your dear husband's departed soul. Rabbi Akiva comforts us by telling us, yes, there will be miracles at the end of days. Do I know what they will be? I have no idea what will be Bizman Mashiach. But Rabbi Akiva tells us, you know one thing that will be? Od yeshu zekein muzkenos berchovos Yerushalayim v'ish mishanto biyado. And you know what else will be? Rechovos hayir yamalu, zekein yiladim v'yiladoos, mesachakim berchovosaha. Balashon hazeh, Akiva nechamtanu. Akiva nechamtanu. And the great Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the great mystic, the great Baal Zohar, the great Baal Kabbalah. We light bonfires for his aliyah neshama, if he needs our aliyah neshama, for his zechiras neshama, for the Torah, the flame he brought us. But perhaps he burned everyone up because, says Rabbi Zev Lef, it's not that he learned too much Torah. He didn't learn enough Torah. This world, this Chayei Sha'a, yes, it's the hallway. But in the antechamber, we must live normal lives. And that's what we ask Rabbi Shalom to bless us for. What is Geula? Enjoying life's simple pleasures with your spouse, with your children, with your friends, with your tzibur and beis knesses, with your children and driving them to carpool. The greatest pleasure would be if we could wake up again and drive carpool to Yeshiva Darchei Torah at 7:20 on a Sunday morning. I used to complain, and now I see it's the greatest chos. Yeladim v'yeladoos misachakim b'chovaseha. Go back to the cave if you don't understand that. And only when you know that two twigs, one for Zachar and one for Shamar, is the most beautiful way to serve Hashem, and you can come out. B'lashon hazeh, Akiva nechamtanu, and the merit of the great Rabbi Akiva, the great Tana, whose Talmidim stopped dying on Lag B'Omer, and the merit of the great flame of the soul of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, we should be zocha to see the fulfillment of these prophecies. May my grandfather's neshama, Simcha Aryeh ben Yosef Tzvi, Zichron Alev Recha, merit on Aliyah. I will just tell you, I know the time, but remember we started a little late because you couldn't see me, many couldn't hear me, and Baruch Hashem, We got it together after that. Thank you to Mrs. Kamenetsky and Rav Schechter for their assistance. I'll tell you that my grandfather, the same grandfather, when we were living in Eretz Yisrael in the 1990-91 school year, I was in ninth grade, and he was a Holocaust survivor who lost his first wife and three children in the Holocaust, Golda, Leah, and Ita, Hashem Yinkom Damam. And we went to Birkas Kohanim, Birkat Kohanim, at the Kotel on Shavuos. And as you know, on Shavuos, after a night of learning, people streamed to the Kotel. And we were at the Kotel. I think it was Birkas Kohanim. Again, I was in ninth grade. There were a lot of Jews, thousands of Jews, at the Kotel, just being normal, just davening, just walking the streets of Yerushalayim. And my grandfather said in Yiddish, who would have ever thought I would live to see this in my lifetime? Berchovas ha'ir yimalu yiladim v'yiladas mitzachakim. The lashma is Akiva nechamtanu. Akiva nechamtanu. We should be zocha to this geula b'mheira b'yameinu, when we can all reunite with our families and our friends in a rebuilt and redeemed Yerushalayim. Geula is appreciating the simple pleasures of life. I thank you all for learning with me. I wish you a day and a week of besorah.